Hi guys, thank you for joining us. Today we are going live to help you with your listening section of the PTE. My name is Aditya, and today I'll be guiding you with different sections of the listening part of academic PTE. The first being summarize spoken text, followed by highlight incorrect words, and write from dictation. Now, in the listening section of the PTE, a listening section is very closely related to your writing section through your summarize spoken text and write from dictation section. Now, for summarized spoken text, what basically happens in the exam is, after you are done with your reading section, you go for a break, and once you come back, the first section that's going to come for your listening is going to be summarized spoken text. So first piece of advice, make sure that you do not spend too much time in your break. Otherwise, no one is going to basically guide you that your timer has started, please come back for exam. You will end up missing your listening section, summarized spoken text part. Now, in summarized spoken text, the audio file that you will listen will generally follow a very similar trend, which I'm going to state to you just now. First of all, you will hear that the audio file will first tell about what they're going to talk about. The topic will be discussed. Make sure you do not miss the topic. Once you have grasped the topic, make sure it will either go in either of the two directions. Either it will first start telling you about the definition, or will straight away go about explaining you with an explanation about the topic itself. After that, it can probably go in a direction towards telling you a few advantages or disadvantages, point after point, or it can start talking about, say, a set of instructions or suggestions towards the topic. Make sure that you grasp as many points as possible, what the audio file is talking about. And the third type of audio file that you can come across is the one in which they will first pose a question or a problem and work towards a research. Now, how a research was conducted, obviously a few aspects of it, if you can grasp in your notes, nothing like it. But if there is any information about which particular article or journal, who was the author, when was the research conducted, or where it was conducted, make sure those things are there in your notes so that you can transfer it into your summary. Now, in the exam, you can get anywhere between 2 to 3 questions of this sort, and you're assigned 10 minutes for each question after the audio file ends. The word limit for this section is 50 to 70 words. And unlike the summarized written text, which you come across in the writing section, over here you can make multiple sentences. So make sure that you do not make any mistakes with grammar. Specifically, that do not place too many commas, make short sentences, put a full stop, and start the next sentence with a capital alphabet. These are some of the common mistakes which everyone does. And make sure that you do not forget to put a full stop at the end of your sentences. Now, going forward, in this section, you should also try to bring in as many words of the audio file into your summary. Now, this ensures that you are actively listening, and there are a lot of words which are matching from the audio file. You automatically go towards the higher side of your score in listening as well as writing. If you observe your scorecards, you will observe one thing, that if you have given the PTE, you will see that your listening score is very closely related to your writing score. If you haven't given, check it with your friends. You will definitely see this part, that there is a maximum point difference of, say, 5 in either plus or the minus side of your listening score. So suppose if you scored like a 73 in listening, you might have got like 68 to 78 in your writing part. So there's a +5, -5 deviation from your listening score in the writing section. So writing is not only governed by your summarized written text, but it is also governed or your essay, but it is also governed by your summarized spoken text. Another aspect that has an impact on your writing section is the fill in the blanks which you come across in your listening exam of the PTE, and also write from dictation. However, the fill in the blank part does not contribute to that extent. It's mostly summarized spoken text and write from dictation which has an impact. Now, listening section is a two-part section. First of all, you get a 10-minute task for each summarized spoken text. You will get either 2 or 3. Once that is over, you go into the overall time section part of the listening, where you have 7 categories of questions, which are multiple choice, single answer, multiple choice, multiple answer, fill in the blanks, highlight incorrect words, highlight correct summary, select missing words, and write from dictation. Now, you get somewhere between 25 to 27 minutes to do these 7 categories of questions. And you can expect anywhere between 17 to 22 questions. So as you can pretty much understand, there is a very short, like big shortage of time over here. And many people struggle in not being able to complete this part of the exam. And what PTE has done, which is quite tricky and quite understandable as well, is that the most scoring questions come towards the end, which are highlight incorrect words and write from dictation. So please ensure that you're not wasting too much time in highlight correct summary or multiple choice questions. Make sure that you have adequate amount of time left for the last two category of questions, which are highlight incorrect words and write from dictation. So let's talk a bit more about highlight incorrect words. Now, this section, this task is basically very scoring. You will have a small passage on the screen, and after 10 seconds of waiting time, the audio file will start. Now, this wait time is there for each and every question. It may vary from somewhere between 7 seconds to 10 seconds, but it is always there. No matter whether your time is about to run off, that wait time will be there. So make sure that you maintain a constant speed throughout the listening part. Now, after that wait time is over, you will listen to the audio file, and you will have a small transcript of the audio file in front of you. All you got to do is just click on the words which are different to what you heard in the audio file. You just have to click on it. And once you highlight, it gets highlighted to yellow in color. If you want to unhighlight it, you can just click on the word again and it gets dehighlighted. In doing so, you get 1 point for each mistake that you spot. Now, these mistakes are evenly spread out and they can vary from anywhere between 3 to 7 mistakes. But in my case, I've observed that I've never come across more than 6 mistakes in a passage and not to a minimum of 4. So anywhere between 4 to 6 mistakes can come into the particular transcript that you have in front of you. Now, there's another tricky aspect to it. There is negative marking over here. So in case if you have clicked on a word which was actually correctly spoken in the audio file and it is correctly written in the transcript, chances are you'll be getting a -1. In fact, I shouldn't say chances, you will be getting a -1 in that scenario. So make sure that you do not click on the words which were correctly spoken. Now, coming to the last part, which is write from dictation. This section is very scoring and is also tricky for a lot of us. The primary reason why it is difficult for us is because we don't remember what we heard. You have to write down the same sentence that you have heard in the audio file, word to word. It cannot be that the sequence of word has changed. It cannot be that it has incorrect spellings. And in cases that you have any numbers written in it, say like 88, you have to spell it in alphabets rather than writing 8 and 8, right? So these are some of the common mistakes. Make sure that your sentence starts with a capital alphabet and ends with a full stop. So if you avoid these mistakes and you write the exact same sentence, you pretty much get full points. You get 1 point for each and every word. Even the smallest word, a or an, carries 1 point. So make sure that you do not miss any of those. Now, in order to do this section, as I said previously, many people struggle to complete the PTE listening aspect. Now, maintain a constant speed, manage your time, keep an eye on the timer, which is running on the top right corner of the screen, and make sure you are managing your time well. One advantage of highlight incorrect word is you are like solving the question as you're going with it, with the audio file. So you don't have to wait after the audio file to solve it. You solve it with the content that you're hearing. So it is obviously fast to do that, but many people struggle to finish the write from dictation part. Now, some of the strategies which I have like told my current students over here and that I practiced myself was like when I was giving the PTE, what I used to do was like when I heard a sentence, I used to just grasp the first alphabet of each word and write it down and then expand the full form of it later on. Now, that way I was able to definitely get the entire sentence. And even now, like when I demonstrate this to our students, we see that most of them are able to do this strategy or apply the strategy. But in order to do so, make sure that you practice it really well. The other traditional method is to obviously listen to the sentence carefully and then type it down. But many people are not able to recollect it. So that's why we suggest either take the first alphabets, but there is no right or wrong strategy. Do what suits you. Do not come under pressure from anyone who suggests, no, do it my way or do it this way. See which strategy is working for you. The end result should be that you should get the entire sentence correctly. That will get you the maximum points, and make sure that you do not make any grammatical mistakes such as starting the sentence with a small alphabet or forgetting to put a full stop. Now, just to refresh everything up that I've covered. So in summarized spoken text, make sure that you are keeping track of time. Once the audio file ends, write a summary with short sentences within 50 to 70 words. Do not take more than 70 words or less than 50. You have to be within this range. Having done that, make sure try to bring in as many words from the audio file. Make sure that you're taking the notes effectively. If you have any further queries regarding this, please feel free to post it and in the comment section, and we will definitely assist you and guide you with the same. In highlight incorrect words, make sure that your mouse cursor is moving with the audio file. Do not fall behind or do not go ahead of the audio file. Click on the words which you find are incorrect, and do not click on words which were actually spoken correctly, what is written in the transcript, because that has negative marking. And for writing from dictation, make sure that you are writing the correct spelling of words, following all the grammar things which I have told you, that is capital alphabets, numbers in alphabets rather than numerals, and full stop in the end. That's all from that's all that I have to offer for you for today's listening section. Please stay tuned for other aspects which we'll be covering in subsequent weeks. And it was a pleasure assisting you guys for the PTE listening section. Hope to see you again next week. Thank you.